Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I today. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 30th of December 1568, scholar and royal tutor Roger Ascham died. Ascham had suffered from ill health throughout his life, and this was probably down to him contracting malaria. He'd been taken ill on the 23rd of December 1568. He was laid to rest on the 4th of January 1569 on the north side of St Sepulchre without Newgate, London, in the St Stephen's Chapel. Ascham is thought to have been born around 1515. And he was educated in the household of Sir Humphrey Wingfield, a lawyer and a man who served as Speaker of the House of Commons in the 1530s, in the reign of King Henry VIII. When Ascham was about 15, he was sent to St John's College, Cambridge, where he chose to devote himself to the study of Greek. He graduated with Bachelor of Arts in 1533-1534 and was nominated as a fellow before graduating with a Master's in 1537. At Cambridge, he met Sir John Cheek and he taught William Grindal, who would go on to be a tutor to Princess Elizabeth from 1544 to 1548. In 1548, Princess Elizabeth, the future Queen Elizabeth I, insisted that Ascham become her tutor after the death of William Grindal from the plague. According to his biographer, Rosemary O'Day, Ascham contrived a classical and Christian curriculum for the princess that was designed to equip her for a leading role in the state. And he used his pioneering language teaching method on her, double translation. He wrote about this method in his work, The Schoolmaster, which is a very famous and influential treatise on education. He carried on teaching Princess Elizabeth during Mary I's reign and was impressed by the princess's intelligence, her language skills, and her political understanding. In 1550, Ascham served as secretary to Sir Richard Morrison, ambassador to the imperial court, and he also travelled to Germany. While travelling on the continent, he was appointed as Edward VI's Latin secretary, a post which he was also given during Mary I's reign after his return to England, and also in Elizabeth I's reign. In The Schoolmaster, the book he wrote of visiting Lady Jane Grey, the future Queen Jane, at her home at Bradgate. He wrote of how he found her in her room reading Plato while the rest of the family were hunting, and she allegedly told him of the ill treatment that she'd suffered from her parents. Ascham reported that Jane said to him, "For when I am in presence either of father or mother, whether I speak, keep silence, sit, stand, or go eat, drink, be merry or sad, be sewing, playing, dancing, or doing anything else, I must do it, as it were, in such weight, measure, and number, even as perfectly as God made the world, or else I am so sharply taunted, so cruelly threatened, yea, presently sometimes, with pinches, nips, and bobs, and other ways I will not name for the honour I bear them, so without measure misordered, that I think myself in hell, till time come that I must go to Mr. Aylmer, who teacheth me so gently, so pleasantly, with such fair allurements to learning, that I think all the time nothing whilst I am with him." Now, these words from Jane have been used by authors and historians through the ages to brand the Greys as abusive parents, and Jane as a misunderstood intellectual and victim. And these words have been used by authors and historians through the ages to brand the Greys as abusive parents and Jane as a misunderstood intellectual and a victim. Obviously, we don't know the truth of the matter and whether this was a teenager simply ranting about her parents. We will never know. Askham is also known for his book Toxophilus, which sounds as if it should be about poisons, really. I don't know why I think that. It was actually the first English book on archery, and he dedicated it to King Henry VIII, who was a keen archer. So Roger Askham, who was a very interesting man, who obviously played a big part in the education of Queen Elizabeth I. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.